Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of the ERP Strategies and Solutions podcast series. In this series, we'll join ERP specialists, business owners, industry insiders, and others to explore the business benefits of ERP. Now, here's your host, Chris Carroll.
Hello, everyone. This is Chris Carroll. Welcome to another edition of ERP Strategies and Solutions, the podcast series. Today's podcast edition covers some interesting findings from Panorama's 2016 ERP report, and I'm going to be joined again by January Polk, Director of Organizational Change and Business Process Management at Panorama Consulting Solutions. January, welcome back to the podcast. It's good to have you again.
It's great to be here.
Well, let's get started. First of all, tell us a bit more about Panorama's various ERP reports and how the data is collected.
Sure. Panorama's ERP reports come from a report that summarizes actual results from a sample size of 215 ERP selections and implementations across the globe. So it really is anyone who has recently completed or is in the process of going through a selection or implementation project. It provides lessons learned from all of these types of companies, from various types of companies and sizes. It is the only one of its kind and really does provide an objective look at the actual state of ERP and enterprise software implementations around the world. The study includes organizations that have implemented systems such as just a single ERP solution or CRM system or HCM software, and then many other types of enterprise software.
So in this podcast series, we've talked about Panorama's ERP report findings from previous years. Are this year's report in line with what you've found with previous years, and what are the most significant changes?
So in general, I would say it's in line with previous years. And that companies still experience some type of cost overrun or scope creep or fail to realize the business benefits. But one of the most startling revelations in this year's report is the significant jump in the average implementation duration time. So last year's data showed an average implementation duration of about 14 months. The 2 years prior to that were 16 and 17 months, respectively. But that number this year jumped to 21 months, and this could be partially attributed to the number of larger and more complex organizations that represented the data collected in this year's study. But it's really not enough to justify such a large increase. And so what we think is that companies are doing a better job at containing implementation costs and doing a better job at setting up the right project plan and duration, accounting for a lot of those activities that need to happen more. They're doing it better now and managing that time and milestones better than they have in the past.
And is that something that you would attribute just to a cumulative experience on the part of these clients or some other factor there?
That's a great question. It could be a cumulative experience, or companies are hiring more people that have experience who have done ERP implementations in the past and know to do better planning or the activities that need to be accounted for in a good project plan.
Right.
Or it all could also be just companies doing better research up front to understand what is entailed in an ERP implementation project and then learning from that research as well.
Okay. What would you say are your findings regarding cloud ERP versus other deployment options? What's that like in this year's report?
Yeah, this is one that always comes up, I think. People are always interested in how cloud is doing against on-premise. And so it may sound a bit inconsistent with what the experts are saying and swear by, because a lot of the experts tend to think that cloud might be going in one direction. But what we're finding is that 56% of the people who responded are actually doing on-premise ERP. And the SaaS implementation, so software as a service providers, is actually going down significantly. And we're seeing a trend in hosted solutions. So hosted solutions actually increased their share from 11% to 27% when we compared to last year's responses. And so that means that a lot of companies are buying their software, and they own the software, but they're actually outsourcing and hosting that software with a third party. So they're not having to buy all the hardware and maintain all that architecture on premise.
This is ERP Strategies and Solutions, and we're covering some of the findings from Panorama's 2016 ERP report. We're speaking with January Polk today. We'll be right back.
Not sure which direction to go with your ERP initiative? Having trouble getting your ERP implementation completed on time without compromising tangible benefits?
Panorama Consulting Solutions is an independent ERP consulting firm focused on ERP software selection, implementation, and organizational change management.
So whether you're about to select your ERP software, need help with implementation, or need to get more out of your existing ERP software, Panorama can help your organization reduce its ERP cost and risk while optimizing business benefits. In fact, compared to the average organization, Panorama's clients implement their ERP solutions at less than 50% of the cost and in 10% less time. Some of Panorama's clients include Samsonite, Kodak, Coldwater Creek, Maxon Lift, and Ashcroft Incorporated.
Call Panorama at 720-515-1377. That's 720-515-1377.
Or visit us on the web at www.panorama-consulting.com.
Welcome back to ERP Strategies and Solutions. January Polk joins us again, Director of Organizational Change and Business Process Management at Panorama Consulting Solutions. And let's get back into some of the findings from Panorama's 2016 ERP report. January, my next question is, how are organizations doing overall when it comes to ERP projects?
I think, unfortunately, too many organizations are still taking an incorrect approach to their ERP implementation. The number one reason that we found for companies selecting a new ERP system was to replace an old system. So this, while this isn't really necessarily a bad thing, it shows that too many companies are replacing systems because they have to and not because they want to pursue some type of larger business transformation. And if that's not enough evidence, what we also found was that 18% of organizations didn't improve their business processes as a result of their projects. Only 24% improved all of their business processes. So what we find is we like to tell companies that if you're going to do some type of business transformation, improve your business processes, optimize those processes, then choose a software that's going to automate that and make them even more efficient. We're thinking that people are becoming too over-dependent on technology, and they're not focusing really on the business process and what they need as an organization, and then focusing on that transformation overall, not just as not just looking at just the system, but the entire project as a whole. Because when you don't do that, then I think that leads to some bigger pitfalls in that you don't know what's going to have to be customized. You don't know if you're going by leveraging just the technology processes, are you going to lose some of your competitive edge or differentiations as a company? And then also you compromise gaining a lot of the business benefits.
So are there some other notable findings that you're able to share with us from the 2016 report?
Yeah, a few. I think overall, project costs decreased in raw dollar terms. So they went from $4.5 million last year down to $3.8 million in this year's study. But the costs actually increased when normalized to account for the company's size overall. When expressed as a percentage of annual revenue, the average total cost increased, what we found, from 5.9% to 6.5% of annual revenue. In addition, 57% of organizations said that they spent more time than expected, which was an increase over last year's numbers. And then the top three reasons for the different types of budget overruns were attributed to expanded scope, organizational issues, so not addressing the people side of the change, but just focusing on the technical side of the change, and then underestimating project staffing needs, so not accounting for backfill of your workforce so that you can allow them time to participate on the project. So, spending more on ERP systems as a whole isn't necessarily a bad trend, but you want to make sure that you have the expectations and the results of those accounted for, that they're in line and in sync, so that you're spending the money on good things and not spending it on unknown costs or unanticipated costs.
So where can our listeners find out more about Panorama's 2016 ERP report, and where can they go?
So they can find the report on our website and download it at www.panorama-consulting.com.
Okay, great. Everyone, I've been speaking with January Polk, Director of Organizational Change and Business Process Management at Panorama. Thank you very much for joining us again, January. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
And as we wrap up this discussion of Panorama's 2016 ERP report on ERP strategies and solutions, I'd like to remind you that if you have any questions about any of the information we've covered here today, be sure to check out Panorama's website at panorama-consulting.com. This is Chris Carroll. Thanks again for listening, everyone. We'll talk to you next time on ERP Strategies and Solutions.
Register for our free weekly ERP webcast series, download white papers, or read our ERP research on our website.
Call Panorama at 720-515-1377.
Email us at info@panorama-consulting.com or visit us on the web at panorama-consulting.com. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast series for more ERP Strategies and Solutions.